Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. Today we are in the Psalms. So if you want to turn toward the middle of the Bible, find the Psalms and find Psalm 60. I'll be reading Psalms 60 through 62. I will pray, give some devotional thoughts, some application thoughts, and pray at the end. And at the beginning of each Psalm, I've been reading kind of the title that was added later. It's interesting because some of the terms are musical terms that we don't necessarily understand how it fit in that day. Some of these are even giving to the tune of, which makes it interesting to think of what those tunes were. And also maybe the situation of the psalm, or at least a good guess as to when, what was going on when this psalm was written, which again is not God's inspired word, these titles, but they might be helpful in some ways. Psalm 60. Father, I want to thank you for your word. As we come to the Psalms, Lord, I'm so thankful for this poetry, these songs that are written in this way for us to hear and see, feel emotion. As David and other authors cry out to you and experience what is going on around them. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 60. For the director of music, to the tune of the Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David, for teaching. When he fought Aram-Naharaim and Aram-Zobah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Verse 1. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin, on Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. It's the end of Psalm 60, and like many psalms, David calls out for God to rescue him, to help him. He shares his feelings that God has turned against them, and yet he asks for his help and believes that with God's help, he will gain victory. Psalm 61, for the director of music with stringed instruments of David. Verse 1, hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day by day. That's the end of Psalm 61. So we have David crying out to God, talking about God being his refuge and strength, and recommitting himself to following God as God is faithful to him. Psalm 62, for the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless me, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the low-born are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. And that's the end of Psalm 62 and the end of our reading today. As I look down through these Psalms, I see in the midst of some of the angst that David was going through, some of what he felt that his enemies were going to do to him, some of the times he felt that God may not be there, he continually talks about God being his refuge and strength, his salvation, his rock, his fortress, and tries to convince himself and make this vow, I will never be shaken. Verse 8 of Psalm 62, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. I think that's the verse I'm going to take with me today. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. At all times, in all situations, trust in him. Pour out your heart to him. I want to pour out my heart to God, whatever's going on in my life, in my day, remembering he's my refuge. No matter how much I love my wife and my children and those who serve as my counselors and other leaders and friends, God is my refuge and strength. I'll pour out my heart to him every day. He understands. He will secure my heart in him. I will trust him. In these days of COVID-19, I will trust him. In these days of uncertainty about our church, when it will start meeting again, and all the details surrounded with this virus, I will trust him. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these Psalms. Thank you for David. Thank you for allowing these things to be written down, Father, where I can connect to it. And Father, I want to follow Psalm 62:8. I want to trust in you at all times. I want to pour out my heart to you because you are my refuge. Thank you for being my refuge and strength. Thank you for securing my heart. Thank you for having everything under control. I rest in you today. In Jesus' name, amen.